Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
You're listening to Griefcast with me, Carrie Adloyd. How do we grieve for someone? How does it change and evolve as we get older? My dad died when I was 15, and it took me many, many years to be able to express what I had gone through. So I decided to create Griefcast, a chance to talk, share and laugh about the weirdness of grief and death. But with comedians, so it's not that depressing, I promise. Each time I talk to a different comedian about their own personal experience of grief, as we remember someone that they have lost along the way. Whether it was a long time ago or you've just joined the club, this is a chance to talk about the peculiar human process of death. Welcome to Griefcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey Griefsters, I hope you're having an okay week. This is quite an interesting week for us because it's actually Dying Matters week. If you search for the hashtag Dying Matters on Twitter, you'll see there's been loads of events this week, and on Friday I'm actually going to be in Leicester doing a Griefcast Live with Greg Davis and Barry Castagnola. Tickets are sold out, I'm afraid, but you can look forward to listening for the episode. So if you're interested in talking about death, which you might be because you listen to this show, you can have a look at what's going on by using that hashtag. Also, we do have a Griefcast Live coming up, which there are still tickets available for. On June the 6th, we'll be at the Udderbelly Festival on London's prestigious South Bank. I think it's prestigious. And I'll be joined by podcaster Jeff Lloyd, comedian Camille Youcan, and stand-up Josie Long. Head to the Underbelly Festival website for tickets now. Speaking of live episodes, this week's episode is also a live episode. How many times can I say episode? There, one more time. Back in March, I was invited to Stockholm to take part in their Podfest, which is their big podcast festival. It was a wonderful event hosted at the Fotografiska. Have I said that right, guys? I ate a lot of cinnamon buns and I had an extremely good time. I was very lucky to be joined by three amazing Swedish comedians, the stand-up and radio DJ Victor Linnier, the stand-up and podcaster Jonathan Rowlands, and the very brilliant radio personality Annika Lantz. This episode was recorded live in Stockholm in March with thanks to Sveriges Radio.
En stor applåd för Carrie Adloyd och Griefcast.
Ah, thank you. I'm coming. I'm really short. I'm coming. Keep going. Ah, yeah. Hey. Oh, is that, did that sound okay? Hey. Good. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming to the Griefcast Live. I really appreciate it. We do talk about death, but don't be afraid. You're not going to die. Well, you will, but not in the show. It's not, hopefully, fingers crossed. That would be awful, right? Please don't die in the show. I'm not a qualified doctor. So we talk about death and grief, and we're just, you know, discussing it because it's something that's going to happen to us all. Sorry, spoiler alert. If you didn't know, I'm looking directly at you, like, you are going to die. But it's not just her. Everyone will die. So don't feel left out. You will die. You as well. I'm not going to just talk about death myself. I'm going to be joined by some amazing, amazing comedians today who are based in Sweden. I'm very, very excited. So without further ado, in case you think it's just me. Also, I hope my English is very fast. Yes? I speak what we would describe as fast. So I will try and slow down because I appreciate it might be too... Pia's like, no, no, no. So this is a very London fast. I hope it's okay. I won't go as fast as I normally go. This is how I'd normally talk in London. Too fast. Yeah? Too fast. So without further ado, please first of all give a round of applause, everybody, to an amazing comedian and podcaster. He hosts the very brilliant The Power Meeting here in Sweden. It's Jonathan Rollins, everybody! He's strolling up. Take a seat. Thanks, Jonathan. Next up is a lady who I informed you everybody knows because she is a legend of radio. She is a host... Oh, I'm going to say this wrong. She hosts of Schala Annika and Lance Kampfen. And she is Annika Lance, everybody. Hello. I'm sorry. I hope that was okay. I hope that pronunciation
was I love was that it. You speak so fast because in Swedish I speak very fast. And now I will speak really slow because I don't know any English words.
As we've proved, I know hey and hey, so you're winning.
You're doing fine.
Okay. And finally, but not finally, of course, in Berlin, it is star of PP3 and the morning show at P3. He's a DJ and a comedian. It's Victor Linear. Thank you guys. Welcome to the Griefcast Live. Thank you so much for joining me, Jonathan, Annika. Jonathan, I'm going to get straight in there.
Okay.
How do you feel about death? How do you feel about your own death? Is it something that you're worried about?
I think since becoming a parent. My son is 5, my daughter's 1. And just today I was walking across a bridge and I was thinking, what if I fell off this bridge? And then I was like, well, I die, you know, that's it. And then I started thinking about my son and my daughter, and then I have so many things I want to show my son. And my daughter, she's 1. She won't know me at all die today. So I was just thinking, it's more about them and the things that I feel like I have left to provide for them. So that's what I associate death with, like
leaving
them.
Was this all happening as you just walked across a bridge?
Just the bridge, just walking across the bridge.
You should walk not on the bridge, just on the pavement.
maybe, it's a little safer.
Yeah, maybe we can never use bridges. Is that possible in Stockholm, to avoid bridges? So you don't have this tour?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it, how you have like, you know, you're just walking along, like you said, over a bridge and suddenly... You're like, oh, I could fall off, I could die. Therefore, it's like your brain can spiral so quickly.
Yes.
Victor, is that how you feel? Like, does your brain go very quickly into, oh, this is all the reasons I'm going
to
die?
I don't have anything to leave behind. I'm pretty content with dying.
Good. So we could push you off a bridge.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, I had a high level of FOMO before. Like, not FOMO of missing a party, but missing, like, technical stuff, like the cell phone. The cell phone I have right now, like... looking to people when I'm talking, stuff like that. But I can do that now, so I'm cool.
So you feel like you've reached peak?
Yeah, I think so. Unless we're going to hear about something next level shift, then like teleportation or something, I'm going to be like, not right now.
See, I worry for you because technology is moving very fast.
Yeah, but we're stagnant, I think.
You think we've peaked at the iPhone? Yeah, but what about if like we get to Mars or something?
Well, I've seen pictures. It doesn't look that.
But that's mentioned teleportation. That's really interesting if you don't want to fly.
Yeah, but I think it's too far away. I mean, even if I hold on, die hard, live to 120, I don't think I'm going to see teleportation anyway. I think.
How did you get here?
The subway. I mean, this is some type of teleportation.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good, though. You want to reach a point in your life where you feel like, this is okay if I go now. Yeah. And so if you're there, they call it like, you know, Zen Buddhist. That's where you feel you've reached nirvana. You're like, yeah, nothing else.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't get that surprised anymore with life. I mean,
how old are you, Victor?
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 35. So I've
35?
Seen, I've okay. seen stuff.
You've seen it.
Yeah,
nothing else can surprise Victor. Annika, how do you have a thought of how you want to die rather than like, oh, someone just pushing you off a bridge?
No, I know. I have thought about very many ways I don't want to go.
Okay, don't. Yeah, how do you not want to go?
In a plane.
Oh, yeah. No one wants a plane.
Mostly, yeah. That's my one. Okay. One not want to go that way. But I have I have this picture from, I don't know if you remember, Thorn Birds. The series on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
With Richard Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He was so good looking in this priest stuff. and I think he died while swimming. He was also, I think, quite content with life. Like, he was like Victor, done everything, seen everything.
Annika is lightly threatening you, by the way.
She's going to drown you, bro.
Like, he was just like you, and then he went swimming.
If you had this long Catholic cape, I don't know what to do. But he was like swimming, and I think his heart stopped, and it didn't hurt. he was just floating, watching the sun that was like taking over him, and it sounded nice because I like to swim and I like the sun.
Beautiful.
and it didn't hurt, so that
because
could be a way.
Yeah. So you saw someone on a TV show.
No, this was in the book.
This
is a literary description.
Oh, okay. So in the book, it seemed like it wasn't painful.
No, I don't remember pain.
He had a painless heart attack.
Yes.
And then he just disappeared into the water.
He was magic.
He sounds great. I mean, that does sound a nice way to go. Mm. But so you've thought you don't want to go on a plane, but you want to go in the water?
No,
you don't want to go.
You asked me, you know, how to go best. Yeah. And no, I rather don't go at all. Yes, period.
Oh, okay. So, but because some people say that, like, we have such a fear of death, like we don't want to die, but we're all going to. Yeah, I will keep saying that. But would you really want to be immortal?
No. I say no because you should say that, but yes.
Okay, Annika, talk us through. You want to be immortal.
Yes, if you also, because I like you, and to be with people that are here now, so we have to do it together in that way. Yeah, if it's okay. Is it too much to ask?
No, I don't think so. But it is a lot to ask that you are immortal and that everybody else, because I think the way it's working with science at the moment is like only very rich people, right, seem to be able to cryogenically freeze themselves. So if you get it, it's just going to be you and some really rich assholes.
Yes, I know. And I'm working at public service radio, so I can't do it for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But you're talking about something that I think my grandmother experienced, because she got 101 years old.
101?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, that's so much. She's so much more than even you, Victor. And she wanted to die in the end, because everyone was dying from her.
Yeah.
No friends left, and she said the last time I saw her that I don't want to live anymore. She was not depressed. She just didn't want to live anymore, and she kept on living.
Yeah. I've had a lot of people say it, because you forget that, you know, as you get older, obviously you survive, which everyone's like, well done, 101, but all your friends are dying. So it's just like you're just watching one by one everyone else go, thinking it's like being the last person at the party. Like, no one wants to be the last person. You know, you want to leave while the party's still fun, right? I mean, not too
early.
That's
if you play the corner. See, I'm going to be an old social guy, you know? Making new friends my entire life.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I mean?
So you're going to be like the 100-year-old, but like hanging out with the 70-year-old?
My new friend was 85. He's still around.
You can, like, what would you find to bond over, I think?
I don't know, holograms? You know. Sure,
that's interesting.
Teleportation, we'll talk about that.
So, Jonathan, are you keen to live forever as well?
No, I don't want to live forever, but I'd like to live a long time, though.
Okay, how long?
And that's partly because of what Victor was saying. I want to live while I'm physically able to do stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing.
That's what I think, but then you see people that, you know, become physically unable to do stuff or regress, and then they still want to live.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
So I'm saying that now as a healthy man, that I'd like to live a really long time and see. I just want to see my children be parents, and then I'm okay.
Okay.
I want to see them interact with their young children, and then, you know, I'll fall off their bridge maybe.
I'd love it, like, your kids are like, oh, you know, granddad, look, he's 2 years old. You're on the bridge. You're like, okay, right, bye. You did it. See you later, guys. It's all good. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I read somewhere yesterday that the brain regressed from the age of 25.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean...
You've been dumb for 10 years.
Whoa, whoa. Is this a fact?
I don't do facts, really. Okay. I'm more of a I see something, hear something kind of guy.
You know, I'm just telling you that your brain regresses, but I might have made that up. But it's just how I feel.
Yeah.
You would make a great politician.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not saying we should leave Europe, but that's what I think. It's on my mind. It's weighing on my mind at the moment. So, Victor, obviously you're content if you do go. Have you thought about your funeral?
Not really the funeral, more of the last couple of hours.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want to do the Switzerland thing with cables and like a spa thing where you go to a death, active death.
Okay,
is it called that in English?
Yeah,
active death.
Active death, where you go like, it's my time to shine. And you go to Switzerland and you plug yourself in.
Oh, okay. Euthanasia.
And Enya and you eat great food.
Is that a fact that you listen to Enya?
You don't want to listen to
Of your choosing, of course.
Yeah, some people like
that's
don't.
That's how you die.
Yeah.
Hey, raise the volume.
Play me the Enya. I'm ready.
Turn it up, turn it off.
Yeah. And then you die because anyways, I mean, you can choose whatever. But I think that's pretty nice. And the birds are singing and sun is shining in your face.
How do you know that?
You choose your day of death. Like, yeah, it's going to be sunshine tomorrow, Victor. You ready? You ready? And it's like, yes, I am.
Okay, so you want to go. Do you have any thoughts for like last words? Because if you choose, if you're in Switzerland, I guess you have, you know, you're not quite... When people on their deathbeds, often they can't say last words, you know, like they're too ill.
Yeah.
But if you're choosing to have active death, I guess you kind of like, you get your accounts sorted, you give your stuff away. Have you worked out who's going to get your stuff?
No, I haven't.
You need to think about this.
At all. I don't think last words would mean anything. I mean, to a nurse who doesn't even speak my language, she's like, whatever he said, roll him out.
He said, play
Next.
Enya.
Yeah, I mean,
that was his final wish.
For them, it's a job. I mean, they don't care.
Yeah, that's true. But like, but do you think maybe, is there certain people you'd want to be around there? Or you're just like, I'm out of here?
I mean, everyone I care about is going to be dead before me, I think.
You hope, yeah.
Like, it's natural order, unless they cheat, and that's that's not cool.
What, don't you like people younger than you?
Who would that be? I mean...
I don't know. Some people have
I'm the oldest
friends.
Person in the world, Annika.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but I mean, friends and stuff, I don't think they're going to be... They're going to be in the beds beside me, I think. We're aging...
Are you a sect?
We hold hands and we sing Kumbaya and then we die.
Okay. So, because it's quite expensive, Victor, I think, to do the Dignitas thing, I think.
Yeah.
This lady's like, yeah, like I tried.
Yeah, still
it's
saving.
It's pricey.
Yeah.
So, but you're hoping that you'll be there and then like some of, what, like a gang of you?
I mean, you could take a loan. You don't
I'll
have
get
to
loan.
Pay it back.
Okay, yeah, it's true.
Smart.
You don't have to pay it back.
Yeah,
I hope if anyone's listening,
the first
from the loan company.
The bank doesn't win.
Exactly. You can take a Norwegian SMS loan for like 250,000 and then...
Okay.
Norwegian. You got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Annika, have you thought about your funeral? Is there like... what, could you tell me, because what is a traditional Swedish funeral? Is it because... Is it in a church? Is that sort of the traditional? Do you get cremated or buried?
I suppose it depends. But in my those funerals that I have been to has been in a church, yes. And sometimes you get the sänka ner.
Drop down.
Drop down in the
Oh, into the
soil.
Earth?
Yeah, in the earth.
Into soil,
Lord.
Okay, yeah.
Or you get cremated.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you want?
No, I don't know quite what I want, but I want to give everything that is possible to give to someone that needs it more. And I have understood that even old people like me can be givers. Even 8 years old people can give some stuff.
Oh, I see. As in, like, organs?
Yes,
stuff?
Organs. Yeah,
I thought
stuff.
You just meant, like, my jewelry, my dresses, my record collection.
My inner jewelry.
Yeah, your inner jewelry.
Yeah, like my heart.
Wow, yeah, no, it's true. I don't think you have to be, like, super fresh to donate
No, you don't
organs.
Have to. I think super you can be, like, alcoholic.
What's the deal here? Because in England, they've made it now, they've just recently made it that you are automatically on the organ register list.
Wow. Uh-huh. So you have to go from
it. You have to opt out now. So that means more organs will be donated, because often people die. Yeah, it's good. We did something. We did something. Thank you. Thank you. It's the small things right now, because we have so little dignity left. Oh. England is being shipped off to Switzerland tomorrow, being played some Enya and just relaxing.
It's so sad that all those livers will leave EU.
Yeah, I know. Well, the joke in England as well is like everyone who voted to leave will be dead before it happens. Like, they're all so old, and then they'll be like, good, it happened, bye. Do you want funeral or cremation? Or what do you think?
I want a funeral because it's beautiful with all the flowers, and I think I would do in a white coffin. Is that tacky?
No, I don't think so.
It's nice.
No, it's like a children's coffin.
It depends. It depends. Like, if you have like a white coffin with like diamante, do you know what I mean? Like by diamonds around it, like that, I would think maybe a little bit tacky.
No, I don't want.
Yeah. Yeah. You want it? You want it diamonds? I mean, I would go for like.
Sounded nice that when you told me about it.
I think you'd want. So we call it diamante, which is like fake diamonds. Do you have a word for
that? It's okay. I'm a public service girl.
Cubic zirconia, yeah. Yeah, because I don't... I mean, if you are so rich that you've got real diamonds on your coffin and then you're just burning that coffin.
Stupid.
But then the diamonds would survive, right?
I think
so. Yeah. I thought it through. There you go. Yes. So you put real diamonds on, spelling out Annika.
Yes. Oh, you're doing this so good for me. So easy for me, yes. And I want some, psalms, singing.
Oh, psalms. Yeah, psalms.
Yes,
nice.
Yes. And I want quite many, a bit too many, probably. I want people to sing for a long time, good psalms with a good harmony.
Oh, you want harmony.
Yes.
Okay. Now, but do you have friends who can sing?
Some of them, yes.
Yeah.
I don't mention anyone, but yeah.
But you need to, this is my big thing about funerals in England. So I don't know if this is going to play. So my name is Welsh. I'm half Welsh. Okay. So if you go to a funeral in Wales, it's like, they sing. They really sing. They got amazing, like Tom Jones is from Wales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you didn't name anybody that's a good singer yet. I'm just playing.
Ooh, ouch.
I like Marvin Gaye. What do you know?
Well, we all like Marvin Gaye.
Tom Jones.
But it doesn't mean you can't like Tom Jones.
Point. Yeah, point.
So but when you go to Welsh funerals, like they sit, it's
not in you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But like when you go to English funerals, sometimes it's like the singing is bad, you know? So like, because everyone's like, oh, God save me, and it's like
that sounded nice.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
But I can sing, so it's fine. But that's what I mean. If you want people to sing at your funeral, this is my tip. You need to tell your friends who can sing now. So you need to warn them.
That's true.
So when I die, I want you, good singer, to come to my funeral, and I need you at the front. Yeah. And I need you singing loudly, because otherwise everyone gets shy. Does that happen here at Swedish?
Yes.
Funeral? Yeah. People
shy?
Get shy.
Sweden?
Yeah. Yeah, people get shy in England and they don't sing loud, you know, and then nobody's singing that loudly.
I know, but I do, and I don't sing very well. I have a very strong head, what do you call it, huvudklang. I don't sing in my...
Oh, sing from your heart?
In my, where I should sing, I sing.
Oh, in your head, like, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It sounds really like an old lady, but I love to sing.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I know.
But all you need is someone to start the singing, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, you don't have to worry about it at your funeral.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
this is so sad about this podcast.
That we're that always... is the thing, yeah, you won't be there. Although, I read recently there was a Chinese student, she was 19, and she wanted to be at her funeral so badly... She staged a funeral.
Oh. I heard about that.
So she got in the coffin. Yeah, I talked in the podcast. Yeah. She got in the coffin, she lay there, and her friends and family came and cried over her for 2 hours. What is you could do that, Annika. You could be there if you wanted. You could have it now.
That's my friends. They want a party.
Yeah. But then because that's the sad thing about funerals is obviously the person who's going to enjoy it most isn't there. So, Jonathan, are you thinking Marvin Gaye for your funeral then?
No, you know what? I've already filmed and edited the 4-hour comedy special that everybody at my funeral has to watch.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, for my funeral, I don't want it in a church. because I don't like church. I wanted to be kind of a party man, hopefully at a theater or something like that.
Oh, nice.
And then have some Marvin Gaye and other music I like, black cookout music, I like to call it, that you listen to at a barbecue, okay. Like a Memorial Day or something like that. You listen to some cookout music, make some hamburgers. I want everybody to have a good time. And maybe every now and then, sneak in a little audio of me performing. Might happen. And I want to be, they have this thing called bio urns. You guys heard about this?
What?
Bio urns. I want to be in a bio urn. They put your urns in gracious. Like plants. They plant it in the ground and then it grows out into a tree.
Really?
And that's what I want to be. I live on as a tree in the middle of South Carolina somewhere, or some right. shit like that.
What kind of tree?
Nah, in Florida. I'll probably be a palm tree since I'm from Florida. No, Florida's going to be underground, so. Underwater, not underground.
I mean, you're thinking way too far ahead. I mean, we're taking away all the forests. I mean, you could be like a little sprout and zoom.
Oh, yeah, and I think about that. True. Thanks, Victor.
You don't know.
But then he would be fuel in a bus.
It won't matter. It won't matter, really. But I'd like to, it's, you know, people spread their ashes in the water.
Yeah.
I want mine to be in a bio urn.
I change? I want that too. I don't want the diamonds anymore. I want to
you
be
can
a
put
tree.
Diamonds in there too.
I could, true. Lemon tree, if you have to write it up.
A lemon tree. Yeah. That's nice.
A lemon tree, I like
it. Is it okay?
Yeah, because then people can cook with the lemons, right? So it's like you're still there. That's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Or does no one want to cook with the dead lemons? Because then maybe everyone will be like, oh, that's the lemons with the dead lady. And
that's some good lemons. Oh, she tastes sour today. She got an attitude this year.
It's a bit funny. It's a bit bitter. Oh, yeah, it's Annika. It's Annika. It's dead lady. Something, not that you're bent. So yeah, but actually, Victor, you made a good point. Like, if you were a tree, what if someone chops it down?
Yeah, you're gonna be fueled.
I won't. I mean, I'm sure I won't be feeling it as the tree. I don't know.
You don't know.
If they chop it down, then I'll, you know, hopefully it gets spread off somewhere. That's how trees mate anyway, right? They get blown around.
Yeah, that's true.
Impregnate
that's
another true. Tree.
That's exactly how it works. Yeah.
That's why everybody here has allergies all the time. It's tree sperm.
True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the tree pollen.
That's your fault.
That's me, man. Yes, that's me.
Oh, my God, too. It's Jonathan.
I'm out here, you know, final scene.
So you don't want to kind of, so for you, Jonathan, like not something religious at all then?
No. Very, very. Anti-religious.
So would you want someone to kind of like lead the ceremony? Like of kind, because the thing is when you have like humanist ceremonies, you still kind of need the vicar, if it's not the vicar, you know, like the
I want
priest.
Somebody who understands me to not make it too sad of a thing. I had a good time. Hopefully I will continue having a good time. And I want people to have a good time when they're around me. So to celebrate my life, I want them to have a good time too. I've thought about this a lot.
Obviously. Yeah, it's good.
But I want at my final hurrah, I want everybody to be in good spirits and remember the good times with me. That's the way I want that feeling. So whoever's at the head, hopefully, it seems like my son's got good energy. We'll see. I haven't completely ruined him yet. So if I do all right with him, he'll be the one to lead the
way. Oh, nice. So he'll lead it. And then, so what, we're talking hamburgers, just like loads of barbecue food?
No, I wasn't. I was just saying the barbecue vibe.
Oh, okay.
Because towards the end of life, I'm going to stop eating meat.
Oh, towards the end?
Yeah. It's still delicious right now. Yeah.
So when? About what age are you
going
to think?
I think 50, I'm going all raw, you know. Oh. Yeah, 50, I'm going all raw. Until I get 50, then I'll be like, 70, I'm going all raw. You know what? 85, I'll be able to do.
Yeah, you and your old friend in the home.
Yeah, man.
I want a hamburger. It's so tasty.
I used to eat hamburgers when I was your age.
Why are you waiting? Like, you just, like...
Because it's delicious.
No. All right, but why not just keep eating them forever?
No, because it's better for me. Yeah, it'll be better for me, and I can be around longer. It'll be better for my body. My body reacts badly to me, but enough about that shit.
Well, we need to know these things when we come to the funeral. We don't bring...
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring a veggie burger.
Bring a veggie burger and dance like you're eating a hamburger.
Pretend. Everyone be like, hamburger. Victor, so even if you're like... You know, you're dying in Switzerland, you're having your active death. How do you want people to celebrate your life? Like, are you going to be a tree or do you want like a little bench somewhere? Or?
No, I think it's better to celebrate me now when I'm alive.
But when you do die,
yeah.
what do you think? Like, what would you want? How would you want people to remember you? Do you want a shrine? Some people want
I do want a shrine. I want to be remembered forever, but I don't think it's going to matter.
at all. Even if I become I was supposed to say Michael Jackson, but I don't want to be Michael Jackson. if I were supposed to be, I don't know, Elvis Presley, is she
Elvis
safe?
Is he safe? No, still okay? Not safe. Ah, okay.
Not Elvis. Oh.
Okay, well, Madonna.
Mother Teresa.
Madonna's
if I were
okay,
to be Madonna,
I think,
it wouldn't matter in 10,000 years or 100 years or 150 years. I'm very cynical about this, but I don't think it matters at all. I wanna make people laugh now and in the life I live now. Yeah. And then after my death, it doesn't matter. It's throw me away.
What do you think about, which is perfectly fine, like lots of people feel like that. They're just not bothered. It's like, this is the bit that matters. What do you want to happen to your body? Like, or do you just like put it in the bin? Like, not bothered?
I actually don't care at all. I mean, you can throw me out of a car in a ditch. You can use my organs. You can string me up and make fun of me. I don't care at all.
I hope that in Switzerland they don't just like drive along and then just chuck bodies out of the car. Okay, like, well, go, go, go.
They might like, blah, 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 blah. You don't know what they do.
Can I ask, if someone is doing this kind of doll of you, who want you to pull the strings?
Wow, that's a good question.
I know.
Now we're thinking. I don't know. I mean,
wow. So it does matter.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
You see, sometimes it's worth thinking about, but you're not alone. Like, so many people I speak to are just like, I just don't care. I just don't care. But I think my slight problem with that is you might not care, but like people who love you.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, and this comes up a lot on the show, is sometimes someone's like, no, Will, don't care. And then all the family members are like, should we? And then they, do you think he wants a bio urn? And someone else is like, no, he wanted a full, like, Michael Jackson style tribute played at his funeral. And someone else is like, no, I don't think he did. Yeah. So that's the problem, is other people will make that decision. Because you're right, it doesn't matter. Like, you won't be there. Yeah. But it makes it slightly harder for your loved ones, but you don't care. You're like, screw you guys.
No, but I think if they want to do it beautiful and old school, like with a coffin, or make me a aquapon or a tree or something, it's fine. Do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
whatever
cool.
works for them.
Yeah.
If they think it's necessary for their curation, then do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're right. Whatever you, there's no right, there's no wrong.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Griefcast with Carrie Adloyd.
Annika, like, are Swedish people good at talking about death?
No.
You guys are doing very good. Someone said to me today, I did a radio interview on P3, and someone was saying that they don't really have the words to say when someone's died. Like, there's a very old phrase. Could you say, do you know what I mean? Like,
say, like, it's really hard. We have this handball trainer whose mother died last week, and me and my husband was, what are we going to write? Because we really like him. We have never met her. And what do you write to not offend the person, or coming too close or too direct or too far away? It's really, it is hard. We don't have, I can't, we say, beklagar sorgen. It's like, what's in English?
Condolences, I think someone said.
Yes, but that's a crazy thing to say too, because you never say it otherwise, so it doesn't fit your mouth.
That's what the radio DJ said to me today. She said it's a really old phrase. It doesn't sound right.
It feels shallow.
Yes. What it's like you just take that and then you can go.
I would think, I would say Baklaga Sodian is more like I'm passing on my sorrow.
Oh, okay. Right. It sounds nice in English, but it's a very old-fashioned thing to say.
I asked my boss this one time, and he said, there's a word called troki.
What?
It's like, he basically told me it's boring to hear. I was like, oh my God, it's so boring. Like, that's what he was like, goob a troki. That's what he told me to say, because I was asking, I talked to people. I was like, hey, to a customer, I was like, hey, how you doing? And he was like, well, my aunt died. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck to say. You know, I was like, my bad. You know, I don't know how to say it in Swedish. So I asked my boss, and he was like, goob a troki or troki ta tura. And it's like, it's boring to hear. And I was like,
yes.
It's boring? Like, I'm boring you? Like, I would never say that to somebody. Oh, man, your aunt died. Oh, that's boring. You know?
Guys, is that one of the things you say?
That's what the dude told me.
Yes, we...
I'll give a trocket. It's like trocket. It's like...
But it would mean sad to hear, but it's true.
Boring.
But they say sad and boring is like the hard word to same use. Word almost.
Yeah.
Wow, guys, I think that might be a problem with your language.
I think it's a problem with the emotion.
Yeah.
Ride the subway before you leave. You'll see a bunch of people.
Looking bored or
robots?
Sad?
No, looking at nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I can say to them, it is boring to ride the subway with
you. Yes, and they'll be like, and they'll say, Baklaga Sodian.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So I don't understand, because in English, a very old-fashioned way is to say, like, my condolences.
That's what I say.
So that means, like, but it's very formal.
Yes.
And then a newer way of saying it is people would say, like, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes, but...
So that's kind of like the modern way of saying it. It's still a bit icky, but it's like kind of it kind of covers quite a lot. Like, I'm so sorry for your loss. Like, a friend the same age as you could say that, and like someone older than you could say that wouldn't feel, but condolences would probably only be like someone much older, sort of like in their 60s or 70s might say my condolences. If someone your age said that, you'd be like, why are you saying that?
I say my deepest condolences.
I might write it.
To say that, I say,
Yeah, that's nice. I liked it. I felt like I didn't know what happened.
You gotta do the touch.
Yeah, I felt like you cared.
I cared. I did care. I stopped here. You stopped caring here. Well, I care. I'll do that. I don't really say much. I don't know. I'm not good at that, though. I just kind of open myself up to receive your sadness and be there for you.
Yeah.
And try not to say the wrong thing by not saying much. Right?
Yeah.
No, it's not, because I think it's better to. It's so much better to talk about it. So it would be nice to have an entrance to it.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I sometimes write like, I'm thinking of you, because that's true, and I can. That's something that means something for me.
Yeah,
I can understand it because it's true, and that's what is happening. So that's words that, like, documentary says what is going on, but you don't come so far from that. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's hard. I think I'm thinking of you is a really nice one. You're in my thoughts is what people say. But I find it funny that there isn't an easy Swedish, how would you translate, I'm so sorry for your loss? Because you have it. Like, that's ours. Have it. That's like a helpful entrance to talking about it.
Ja, beklart. Vad säger man?
No, you don't have it. You cannot physically translate it. Three people who spoke Swedish were just like, no, we don't know how to. I'm so sorry for your loss. Yeah, that's funny that it's like, Victor, have you ever had to talk to someone who's like been there? And how would you approach it? What was the way you found it?
I don't think I said that much. It's as you say, it's hard. It's a hard way to go about it. You can't say, yeah, beklaga sorgen to someone you know pretty well. That's a distant relative or someone.
Right.
And how did the person die? Was he young? Was he older? I mean, you can't say "Jag beklagar sorgen" to someone who died of an overdose or someone who died in an accident, car accident, or something. Yeah. You have to approach it in a different way. I don't think words is super necessary.
Yeah.
I think that the presence is more.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
Wow, I mean, it takes people like years of therapy to figure that out, Victor. So I'm like, really?
He's 35.
Yeah, I know. He's 35. Maybe he's sent here to help us, like, because I think that's a big thing. We come up on the show all the time that often people are like, "Oh, you know, I didn't know what to say." And often we talk about, like, there isn't a right thing to say, especially in Britain, we always say that you just have to be there. Yeah, like, that's as much as it is. But I think, Annika, you're right. Like, such, when someone you don't know that well, like, you want that door to be easier. Mm. So why, like, obviously, as a British person, like, why do you think Swedish people find it hard to talk about? I mean, like, in England, I think it's because we don't want to upset people. So that's the biggest thing. It's like, we see crying as quite... not weak, but like definitely a bit vulnerable, and we don't want people to feel sad in front of us. I don't want to like make you feel sad. So often if you are upset about a death, people are like, oh, I'm sorry, like, do you need a minute? Like, you're crying, oh my God, I want to run away. Like, is it about fear of emotion in Sweden?
I don't know, I think you think too much about yourself and how your appearance will be forward, eller tas emot.
Be taken. Perceived.
Okay, yeah,
the other person. Instead of thinking the worst thing has happened to this person, so you can't do it so much worse. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
No, but that's true.
It's so true.
But you think that, oh my God, maybe she will be sad if I say this. I mean,
she is sad.
They are sad already. So yeah. But it's hard. Oh, it's so hard.
It's hard. The thing I try to do, but I feel like I always end up doing, is making it about myself. Because in the end, it really is about me, you know what I mean? And everybody else, individually, it's about yourself, but you want to help this person, but you also don't want to be an asshole, and then you don't want them to think that you're making it about yourself, but you also want to present yourself. You know, there's so many things going on, and it's a heavy thing that you can fuck up, so I can see why people will be like, you know what, let's just leave it alone and let it work itself out.
Yeah, but what's hard is, and I don't know if you notice, like, when you're grieving, the part of your brain that lights up is the same part that lights up when you have depression. So you feel isolated when you're grieving, like you chemically feel isolated. Mm. And so then when people don't talk about it, or they avoid you because they think, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing, then people feel more isolated. So it's a really, like you said, it's such a heavy topic. But I think, well, what we've talked about in the show is like, trying is always better. Like, getting it wrong is better than not trying. Because I think often, like Annika said, the worst things happened. So like, you know, so the reason I do this show, I should have said, my dad died when I was 15. So I have been talking about death for a long time. I'm still 35. I remember some of the people who couldn't say it was always like, you don't, when you're grieving, you don't think it's that they can't say it. You think, oh, they don't want to talk to me because I'm this awful person and something weird's happened to me. Like, you don't think, oh, they just don't want to upset me. You're like, why is no one talking to me? So you make it about you, because that's what humans do. We make it about ourselves. So yeah, I think it's always better to try, because the worst thing has happened. And I think sometimes we think like, oh, I'll make it worse, but like, you wouldn't, saying something crap like, my dad's died, it's already bad. Like, it's already pretty shit that day. Like, don't worry. You're not going to make it any worse.
No, it's true.
Yeah, it's tricky.
But it is really, sorry, revealing. I have been introduced to this show when I was going to be in it, because it's always about me. But it's really, really revealing to listen to it, because you talk about death all the time. Mm. And you look, every time I have been listening, I learn something new, and it's really important. It's really important stuff. It's not like the news we are chewing in our show. It's like real stuff that is, that I think will help me in the future when I sense before my own or other people's passing away.
I think that's the thing. Like, the more you talk about it, the more you realize, like, death is something that affects everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not a weird thing. Like, everybody will have a situation. Even if, like, some people say to me, like, oh, I haven't really been affected by it. Like, my grandma died. And, like, you're affected by it. Like, or, you know, everybody even will know someone who's been affected by death. So it's a conversation that we need to get better at. We just sort of, but we're just, you know, so worried about saying the wrong thing or being perceived in the wrong way. It seems kind of sad that we could all just talk about it. Yeah. But I think it's changing. Do you think it's changing, Victor, in Sweden? Do you think people are getting easier talking about it?
No, I don't think that. But I mean, it depends on who you are, what kind of relationship you have to the person. I mean, if I don't know you and you say, well, your father died, like, yesterday, who am I to say I'm sorry? Who am I to console you? I mean,
just another human.
Yeah, like, yeah. And would that feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
It would feel good. It would feel fine. I think that's it. Sometimes we worry. We just worry so much. Like, oh well, what would it? Who am I to you? It's like, but you're just another human. And I think, I mean, don't want you to have to say it. It was a long time ago. I'm good. I made a podcast out of it. So I'm fine. But like, I think it's. You don't necessarily have to be close to someone to say, like, some people don't like the phrase, I'm sorry, to be fair. Some people find it, like, annoying because it gets said a lot in England. But I think it's, you're just sort of admitting, like, well, I'm a human, you're a human, I can empathize, I get that that might have been awful for you. Yeah. I don't think I would feel like, well, why are you being nice to me? No. What do you want? I'd be like, oh, that nice 35-year-old man. You look so young. Yeah, I think so. How do you feel being like an expat living here? Like, is it very different from America to the way you're talking about death? Have you noticed that people really don't want to talk about it here?
Well, I'm from the hood in Miami, and there was a lot of death around me growing up. So I think that many people haven't experienced death the way, like, people getting taken away too soon, as most of the people I know. Haven't had that too much. So I don't think people experience it that much.
In Sweden?
The people who, the people I've been around, like my wife's family, my family, the people who die, it's their time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my experience with death is a little bit different than that. Mm. Like at a younger age, I had to deal with the, you know, somebody's, oh, he is gone. You know what I mean? Or she is gone. So
yeah, I think that's, and I think that's the only reason I'm good at talking about it is because it happened to me when I was young. So I feel like I was just forced to get used to it. But if you're someone who, like, yeah, people die at their time, you're just not used to talking about it. And that's, like, it's no right or wrong. It's just if you encounter it early, you just get quite good at being like, all right, okay, that's what's happening. It's got very serious. That's fine. It's about death. It had to eventually. It would have been weird, right? It would just be like, how are you going to die? When I do this show in England, we always have a Q&A at the end, which some people weren't sure that Swedish people would have any questions. So prove them wrong. Does anyone have a question they want to ask about death? Everyone looks so shy. Yeah.
We said before that Swedish people won't ask any questions because Sweden.
Which I didn't know, because I couldn't believe that people were more shy and uptight than English people, but I did not know that Sweden be. Yes, congratulations for being a brave Swedish person. Thank you. What's your question? Oh, this is good. Okay, this is good. She's turning the tables. She said, because I have thought a lot about death, how do I want to go? And what do I want my funeral? So this is another grief cast you've just started over here. It's difficult. It's a difficult question. There's no answer. I would love to go peacefully. That's the big thing for me. Like, and I've, having spoken to lots of different people, one of my favorite episodes is an actress called Gemma Whelan, who's in Game of Thrones. She's Yara Greyjoy in Game of Thrones. And I think her dad had, like, just, I mean, it wasn't a good death, but it was, like, nice. He was at home. He kind of went in, he kind of slipped away. He was sick. But it was a really hot summer's day, and all the family were there, and they had the window open. And she said the door had been open the whole time. There was no breeze. And then in the night, he just suddenly stopped breathing, and the door closed. And she said, but she just said it was like, it was really, sounded really beautiful. And I was like, because, you know, death does, cannot be, death can be really violent and traumatic.
Well, that shit sounds like a nightmare.
That to me sounds
the door
like
just slams, he just leaves, leaves the earth and slams the door.
Yeah, yep. I think that's nice. But he slipped away.
That's Switzerland. You're welcome. You can hold hands and die together.
That's yes. It. Yeah, but they didn't have to pay. They had it in England. He just slipped away.
Yeah, but I'll cover for you. It's a loan. Okay. I don't have to pay back anyways. I'm cool.
This is such a good idea. Has anyone done this? Has anyone taken out a loan and just not paid it back and gone and died? Because if not, you need to, like, start selling that. As a concept.
I don't think I can be. Isn't that murder if I start selling loans to people who want to die?
I think that's not murder.
I don't know, really.
I think that's fine. Question over here, yeah.
So did any one of you have a near-death experience?
A near-death experience? Has anyone had?
In any way?
Yes. But I don't know how close I was. But I thought I was going to die.
What happened?
I got some kind of heart rush. It's not dangerous, my heart, the doctor says, but it's like it starts like going really, really, really fast, and you can't slow it down before it decides to to go back in ordinary tempo. It's really scary, really violent. And we have this friskis and svettis in Sweden. It's like
a gym.
Oh, gym. Okay.
Yeah, a gym when you go around with other middle-aged people and doing stuff. And I was really tired, and I had a cold, and I had a son that was 1 year and never slept, and I went to this class, and it started in the middle. And I really thought I was going to die, and I saw him up in the children's lounge. You know, oh, God, it was awful. Yeah. But it was not the light, you know. I was not in the tunnel. I was just, you know, hypochondriac as usual. Yeah.
Anyone else speak to Jonathan?
Yeah, I drove off a cliff with a motorcycle, and I didn't see the light either. I was just thinking, this is it. The seconds I was like, because there was in the hills, and they were sloping and sloping and sloping, and there were I don't know grus. What's grus called? Little
gravel.
Little rocks. Oh, gravel. Yeah, gravel. Yeah. And I couldn't turn, so I just went over and. Didn't have a helmet. I didn't have any clothes on, like shorts. And but it was safe. I got a scar in the head and a lot of scars on the back from the gravel. Yeah, but I landed on a cliff, below the cliff. The motorcycle got fucked up. But I was super safe. And I was like, I was supposed to die. This is my death.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And but you weren't even near 35, so.
No, I started laughing. And an Italian couple came by and was like, you're laughing because you're in shock. And I was like, and happy because I'm alive. But it was scary and also refreshing. In a weird,
it's like some people pay to do experiences like that. Yeah. You know, some people pay to be like, drive me off a cliff so I think I'm going to die. But it just happened organically.
Yeah, and we went to swimming in the ocean because of all the cuts. And that was painful. That was the more death.
Did you learn something like having a helmet?
Having a helmet, don't drive a motorcycle. Two wheels is a death sentence.
Yeah. They are. I mean, definitely, they're really dangerous. Definitely wear a helmet. Let's let that be a lesson. Jonathan, you ready?
I was on a roller coaster once, and
they're safe, Jonathan.
the girl who was checking everybody, like high school kid, you know, going around checking, and didn't check mine well enough. And then we're going up. It was like tick, 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 tick.
Let me get awkward.
That's a nightmare.
It was like tick, 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 tick. And then this girl, Shalonda Parsons, I'll never forget her. She said, "Your thing not down." And I said, "What?" She said, "Your thing not down." And I was like, "This was Florida." And I was like, "My thing not down. My thing down." She just checked my thing. She was like, "No, your thing not down." And then I said, "She just checked," and I raised it all the way up. Like at the top of the thing, and I was like, I'm pulling it down, and then I did not enjoy the rest of the ride.
Oh.
every turn, I was like, I would have died right there. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah. Oh my God! So if she hadn't have pointed that out,
yeah. And now Shalonda Parsons is my wife, and I'm just playing.
I was there. I was like,
Good.
And that's how you meet them, guys. You gotta risk your life. You gotta risk your life.
Thing not down. You gotta get
that thing not down.
That thing not down.
I thought you were speaking Swedish when you said that. I was like, what's he saying? That thing go down.
That thing not down.
Oh my God. Well, on that note, I think we have to wrap it up. I'm sorry. I think we might have run out of time. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming to listen to The Grief House. Please give a round of applause for my amazing guests, Jonathan Rowland, Annika Lantz, and Victor Linnea. Thank you. You got to run. You got to run. Jonathan has to run. And we'll hand back to Simon. I've been Carrie Lloyd. Thank you so much. Goodbye. You can follow Victor on Twitter at Victor Linnear, and that's Linner. You can follow Jonathan on Instagram at Jonathan_Rowlands. And you can follow Annika on Twitter at Annika Lantz, Lantz. It'll all be on the show notes as well, which is on the Acast website if you want information on any of them. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TheGriefCast, or you can email thegriefcast@gmail.com. Music was provided by the Glue Ensemble, and the show was edited by Kate Holland, with thanks to Whistledown Studios. And remember, you are not alone.